弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们先读两处的圣经。
We will first read two passages from the scripture.
请翻开哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
我们请看第一节到第六节。
Verse 1 through 6.
我们翻到之后，请一同来读，不管你是英文或者是读中文的。
Once you have found the passage, let's read it together, English and Chinese.
我们既然蒙怜悯。受了这职分，就不上了，乃将那些暧昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，使得无信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。再请看第一章。
Let's now turn to chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 1.
我们从第三节读到第十四节。
Let's read from verse 3 through 14.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。我们受患难的是为叫你们得安慰得拯救，我们得安慰的也是为叫你们得安慰，这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。你们也祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典，像你们更是这样。我们现在写给你们的话，并不外乎你们所念所认识，我们也盼望你们到底还是要认识，正如你们已经有几分认识我们，以我们夸口，好像我们在我们主耶稣基督的日子以你们夸口一样。好，我们再有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你给我们一个机会，能够在你面前交通你的话语。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to have fellowship in your words.
我们再次求你用宝血接近我们。
We ask again that you use your precious blood to cleanse us.
洁净说话的、翻译的，也洁净听话的。
To cleanse the one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening.
使我们能够听见你要我们听见的话。
So that we may hear the words that you want us to hear.
除去恶者一切的诡计。
To take away all the work of the devil.
除去恶者一切的搅扰。
To take away all the distractions from the devil.
我们在这里宣告耶稣基督是主。
We are proclaiming here that Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord.
耶稣基督在这里执掌王权。
That Jesus Christ has sovereignty here.
捆绑一切黑暗、死亡、撒旦、阴间的权势。
To bound all the power of the hate.
耶稣基督在这里彰显你的王权。
Lord Jesus Christ is going to manifest His power here.
我们要从心中把赞美、感谢归给被杀做宝座的羔羊。
And from the depth of our heart, we will give thanks and praise to the Lamb who has been slain and is sitting on the throne.
我们再一次求主、求我们的父把圣灵浇灌在我们每一个人的心中。
We ask again to our heavenly Father that You anoint each one of us with Holy Spirit.
大大的充满我们。
To fill us.
赐下智慧和启示的灵给我们。
To give us the Spirit of revelation and wisdom.
求主用膏膏说话的。
We pray that the Lord will anoint the one who is speaking.
用膏膏翻译的。
To anoint the one who is translating.
用膏膏听话的。
To anoint all those who are listening.
让我们众人同感一位圣灵。
So that all of us can share in one spirit.
让我们在这里不见一人，只见耶稣。
So that here we see no one but Lord Jesus Christ.
求你说你要说的话。
Pray that you speak the words that you want to speak.
向说话的说话。
To speak the one who is speaking.
向翻译的说话。
To speak to the one who is translating.
向听话的说话。
To speak to those who are listening.
你知道我们需要什么样的话。
You know the words, what kind of words we need.
我求你把我们最需要、最适合我们、最能帮助我们、最能建造我们的话赏给我们。
We pray that you will give us the words that we need the most, the words that can edify us the most, the words that we can use the most.
好，叫我们能够忘记背后，努力面前，标杆直跑。
So that we can forget what is behind and reaching forward to what is in front of us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
保罗他外出传道，到了欧洲的地方。
Paul went to preaching to the region in Europe.
当他第一次到腓立比那个地方。
The first time he came to the area of Philip.
那个地方呢，他主借着他有很多的工作。
And there the Lord used him to do much work.
他顺着圣灵的感动去到的一个祷告的地方，就有吕底亚得救。
And through the touching of the Holy Spirit, he went to pray at a place called Lystra, and there people were saved.
当有人得救之后，
When there is someone who is saved,
然后撒旦的权势呢，就在那里不甘心。
And then Satan is not, he is not happy there. His power is not happy.
所以有一个使女是被鬼附的，她呢就跟在保罗后面。
And then there is a girl who was possessed by the devil, and then she followed Paul.
那这个使女呢，她就在保罗后面一直喊说，这是至高神的仆人，你们要听她。
And then this woman, she kept on yelling behind him that this is the servant of the God of Most High, and you shall all listen to him.
她一直这样喊，一直这样喊，好了，喊了好几天。
And she kept on doing this, yelling such words for several days.
从这个话语的外面来讲，一点都没有错。
From these words, there is nothing wrong. On the surface, there is nothing wrong.
保罗的确是至高神的仆人。
Paul truly is a servant of the Most High Lord.
他来也是传救人的道。
And he had came to preach the word that will save men.
但是话是对的，灵是错的。
But even though the words are correct, the spirit was wrong.
所以保罗呢，当他在那里寻求主到一个阶段呢，他觉得应该要有行动。
And Paul, after he sought the Lord for a period of time, he felt that he had to act.
所以他转过来，就向那个使女，就说那鬼出去，就出去了。
And then he turned and spoke to the girl and commanded the devil to leave, and he left.
结果那个使女呢就没有能力了。
And then this girl no longer had power.
因为能力不是她的，是那个鬼。
Because the power was not on her, but the power belonged to the devil.
所以那个使女的主人呢就很心不甘。
Therefore, the master of the girl was very upset.
他就召聚群众来攻击保罗。
And then he gathered a group of people to attack Paul.
然后使得保罗呢就被抓起来。
So that Paul was arrested.
那个兵丁呢就用棍把他打了几棍。
And then the soldier used a rod to hit him.
我想这个棍打好是不简单的。
I think to use a rod to hit someone is not easy.
这棍可以把人打死的。
This using the rod to hit someone can cause death.
所以这个打了绝对不是好像只是给你碰一下而已。
This beating that we're talking about here is not just touching you with the rod.
说不定这个皮肉打开了不一定。
And it is possible that his skin was broken apart.
皮肉没有开呢，也可能那个青肿啊是很大的。
Even if the skin wasn't torn apart, it perhaps there was great swelling.
那不但如此呢，还把他关到监牢里面去。
And not even so, they also threw him into prison.
而且呢，两只脚呢上了木狗。
And they put shackles around his feet.
在这样的情况底下。
Under these circumstances,
保罗跟希拉是什么样反应的？
What was the reaction of Paul and Silas?
换过来我们会什么样反应呢？
What would be our reaction if we were in their place?
这保罗不是去犯罪被抓起来的。
Paul did not go and commit sin and therefore was arrested.
他是去传福音，而且呢，还彰显了神的大能。
He went there to preach the gospel and he was manifesting God's power.
是个明显有神同在的。
It was obvious that he was someone who had the presence of the Lord.
是有见证，是有能力的。
He had testimony and he had power.
我们可能会有个想法，如果主的能力与我同在的话，我大概就不会遭遇到这些事。
Perhaps we have a feeling that if the power of the Lord is with us, then we will not suffer these things.
但是圣经上所记载保罗呢，正好是另外一个情况。
But in the scripture, what was recorded, Paul was the opposite condition.
神的同在与他同在。
The Lord's presence was with him.
神的能力与他同在。
God's power was with him.
神的话也随赏赐给他。
And God's words were also given to him.
而且呢，他的工作是有果效的。
And his work were effective.
明显就把鬼赶出去了。
And very obviously, he chased away the devil.
明显有人得救。
And obviously, it was very obvious that people were being saved.
但是呢，他呢，皮肉受了苦。
However, his flesh was suffering.
还要被冤枉呢，关到监牢里面去。
And he was framed so that he had to be thrown into prison.
但是保罗在监狱里面的反应呢，是给我们一个很重要的参考。
But Paul's reaction in prison is a very important reference for us.
我们在圣经上并没有看到说他被关到监牢里面去呢，就很叹息，很忧愁。
We did not see in the scripture that once he was thrown into the prison, he was sighing and he was very sorrowful.
圣经反而讲说他祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
The scripture says that he was praying, singing hymns, and praising the Lord.
这个打，他被棍打，是把他里面的主啊打出来。
After he was beaten with the rod, the Lord that was in him had come out.
他被关了，他虽然不能行动的，但他里面的主是出来的。
Even though he was imprisoned, the Lord in him came out.
所以他祷告、唱诗、赞美神到一个地步，不是安慰自己而已。
So he was praying, singing hymns, and praising the Lord to a point that he wasn't just comforting himself.
我们听说哈，这个到监牢里面去的人哈，都是首先被修理的人。
We know that those people who go to prison, they were fixed up before they go.
不管你什么原因哈，不管是你是为了主的缘故或不为主缘故，通常进去都第一个被修理的。
Whether you're going into the prison for the Lord's sake or not, when you go there, you will first be fixed up.
这个监狱的管理人员要修理你。
Those who are the guards at the prison will fix you.
这个一同被关在监牢里面的也会修理你。
And your cellmates, those people who are also in prison, they will also fix you.
所以有所谓的狱霸，对不对？那个监狱里面的那个霸。霸王啊，土霸王啊。
And thus we have the name the gangster head in a prison.
是很奇妙。
It is very amazing.
保罗在那里，他祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
Paul was there singing, praying, and praising to the Lord.
然后呢，圣经记载说，众囚犯都侧耳而听。
And then the scripture says that prisoners were listening to them.
他们祷告、唱诗、赞美神是他自己的事，好像。
They were praying, singing, and praising the Lord. It was as if it was their own business.
但是好像不只是那个唱诗是个优美的声音。
But singing the hymn, it was not only a beautiful sound.
恐怕那个祷告是充满了能力。
That prayer was full of power.
不止他们得到刚强。
Not only were they strengthened.
不止他们得到喜乐。
Not only did they receive joy.
好像在旁边的那些他们能够听得到的那些囚犯呢，都要听听他们在干什么。
But all those prisoners around them were listening to see what they were doing.
为什么他们关进来的时候，跟我们被关进来的时候不一样？
Why is it that when they're in prison, it is different from when we were in prison?
如果他们问一问的话，他们是不应该被关进来的。
If they ask, they will find out that they shouldn't be in prison.
他应该很多抱怨才对。
Then they should have a lot of complaints.
那应该不断的在诉苦才对。
They should be endlessly talking about their sorrow.
但为什么祷告、唱诗、赞美神？
But why were they praying, singing, and praising?
更厉害的在后头。
And then even more important comes afterwards.
地大震动。
And then there was a great earthquake.
然后监狱的门打开了。
And the doors of the prison were opened.
你要知道。这个祷告唱诗就不是普通祷告唱诗了。
And you know that this singing and praying is not a normal prayer and singing.
我相信我们当中不常有人经历那些祷告到那个主呢奇妙大作为的那种工作。
I think that we often do not pray to a point where we can experience the great work of God.
但是我敢跟你讲。
But I dare to say to you,
主在那个时候会做奇妙的大作为，今天同样会做。
That God can do the great amazing work at that time, He can also do it today.
所以你可以看到，在这一个人哈，这两个人哈，保罗跟希拉，他们面对苦难的时候，他们的态度是什么？
But so therefore, you can see from these two people, Paul and Silas, what is their attitude towards suffering?
我想这是一幅很美的图画。
I think this is a very beautiful picture.
如果弟兄姊妹哈，你愿意的话呢，你回去再仔细看一看。
If brothers and sisters are willing, you can go home and read it more carefully.
跟主祷告祷告。
To pray to the Lord.
求主启示我们。
Pray that the Lord will reveal to us.
如果你在这一个苦难的时候哈，可以祷告、唱诗、赞美神的话。
If in suffering you can pray and sing and praise the Lord.
那你在平常应不应该祷告、唱诗、赞美神？
And then at a normal time, should you also pray, sing, and praise Him?
如果你在很艰难的时候，你都可以祷告到地大震动。
If at a very difficult time, you can pray to the point that there's a great earthquake.
那你在平常的时候，能不能够祷告到神的旨意成就呢？
Then at a normal time, can you pray to a point that God's will be fulfilled?
我想这是一个很重要的参考。
This is a very important reference.
哦，我们再往前看一点。
Let's look a bit further up at the passages before.
患难是每一个人都不想遇到的。
Suffering is something that no one wants to experience.
而且呢，我们呢，是采逃避的心态。
And we have an evasive heart.
但是呢。你从人生的经历来看
，But if you look at it through a man's experience in life，
或者呢，你从圣经里面的话来看
，Or if you look at it through the words in the scripture，
是没有办法逃避的
，It is something that you cannot avoid。
所以呢，我们呢需要主给我们一个正确的心态来面对。
Therefore, we need to have a right attitude in facing these things。
你不晓得什么时候你就遇到了
，You don't know when you will encounter it。
他不会通知你的。
It will not give you any notice.
可能突然就来到了。
It will suddenly come.
你如果跟主关系好一点，说不定主先告诉你一下也不一定。
If you have a good relationship with the Lord, perhaps the Lord will tell you a little bit beforehand.
但许多时候是没有通知的。
But many times there is no forewarning.
来了就来了。
It comes just as it comes.
但是当这些患难苦难来到的时候
，But when these tribulation and suffering comes,
它到底？冲击到哪些东西？
But what do they attack?
我们在患难里面，我们想到只是苦啊，苦啊。
When we are going through a tribulation, then what we are thinking about is the bitterness, the sorrow.
不该是我啊。
That it should not be me.
可能我觉得不公平啊。
Perhaps you would feel that it is not fair.
那不管你觉得什么东西。
No matter how you feel.
但到底这个它冲击到什么东西？
But what is it trying to attack?
我个人在主面前稍微想了一下。
I personally thought about this before the Lord.
可能不完全。
Perhaps it is not complete.
但是是个参考。
But it is a reference.
我觉得当这个患难苦难来到的时候，
I think that when tribulation and suffering comes,
在一个人身上有一个重大的显明，
that there is a great manifestation on a person.
就是在这个人身上到底谁是做他的主？
It is that who is the Lord on this person?
谁是他的神？
Who is his God?
当然我们信主人都说， 主耶稣是我们的神啊，
Of course, those of us who believe, we will say, Lord Jesus is our God.
但是是你嘴巴上讲呢， 还是真的他是你的神？
But are you just saying these words, or is he really your Lord?
因为圣经上也讲有些人是杜甫做他的神。
And there there's, in the scripture it says that there are people whose bellies are their Lord.
对不对？ 他可以嘴巴讲 主是他的神， 但他事实上是肚子做他的神。
And they can speak about how the Lord is their God, but in reality their belly is their God.
什么叫肚子做他的神？
What does it mean to say that the belly is their God?
我想我们一听就懂了。
I think we can understand it as we speak.
对不对？ 或者是偶像做你的神。
Or the idols are your God.
或者世界做你的神。
Or the world is your God.
还有另外一个问题。
And then there's the other question.
就是当患难来的时候，
It is when tribulation comes.
你这一个人灵跟魂跟身体是在神面前是一个怎么样的光景？
That your spirit, your soul, and your flesh, what state is it in before the Lord?
因为患难来的时候，那个痛苦是真的。
Because when tribulation comes, the suffering is real.
外面的环境是真的。
The outside circumstances are real.
你甚至肉身感觉到痛是真的。
The pain you feel in your flesh is real.
你魂里面的压力是真的。
The pressure that you're experiencing is real.
但是呢， 你怎么样在这些你觉得是真的，你感受到真的情况底下呢， 你能够有出路。
But how do you find a way out as you feel these realities?
当然有人就用自己的方法，自己的力量。
Of course, some people would use their own method and their own power.
但是呢，圣经给我们看到说，你这一个人怎样灵魂身体这三方面怎样在神面前能够有一个对的次序，就让你有能力去面对这些东西。But
the scripture tells us that your spirit, your soul, and your flesh, if they are in a right order before the Lord, then you will find a way out.
另外呢， 患难也冲击一个事情。
And then suffering also attacks another thing.
就是世界在你的心里面的地位到底是多大。
And that is, how great is the status of the world in your heart?
我们现在都可以大家讲我爱主，我爱主。
We can all say, we love the Lord, we love the Lord.
我很喜欢听这句话。
I very much like to hear this.
但我要问一个问题， 你真的爱主吗？
But I have to ask, do you really love the Lord?
如果你真的爱主， 那为什么有些东西是主不要的你要？
If you really love the Lord, then why is it that some things that God doesn't want it, but you do, you still do?
对不起，我必须很真实的这样讲。
I'm sorry, but I must truly say this.
如果你真的爱主， 世界在你身上的地位是什么？
If you really love the Lord, then what is the status of the world in you?
这不是说你不能过很舒服的日子。
This is not to say that you cannot have a very comfortable life.
而是你在神面前，世界跟你的关系，那个地位是什么？
It is that before the Lord, what is the relationship, what is the status of the world with you?
到底你是活在世界的控制底下，还是你在活在世界的，你在与主掌权在世界的上面？
Are you under the control of the world, or are you sitting with the Lord above the world?
因为保罗说一句话，他说哈， 其中有一句话说，在哥林多前书第三章哈，最后那边讲到，说，他说世界也都是你们的。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 towards the end that the world is yours, or they are all yours.
我希望我们要思想一下。
I want us to think about this.
世界如果是我们的,
if the world is ours,
那为什么我们被这个世界控制?
And then why are we controlled by this world?
如果你被这个世界控制,
if you're controlled by this world, then the world is not yours.
好,
I just want to touch upon this.
对不对? 如果钱是你的,
right? If money is yours,
那应该钱是你有自由的支配它的这些权利和能力。
Then you should be able to freely use it.
但是呢, 有的人是什么? 是他做钱的奴隶。
But for some people, they are slaves of money.
他可能有很多钱, 或者他没有很多钱。
They may have a lot of money or they may not.
但是他每次碰到钱呢, 他就要低头。
But every time he sees money, he will bow down.
他就要失去他自己。
And then he will lose himself.
所以到底是 钱做你的奴仆呢, 还是你做钱的奴仆?
So is it really that you are the slave of money, or is money money your servant?
钱只是世界的其中一部分而已。
Money is only a part of the world.
啊, 所以这是冲击我们的点。
And that is something that attacks us.
另外呢, 当患难来的时候, 冲击一个问题就是你的祷告生活是怎么样。
And then the other aspect that when tribulation comes that attacks is how is your prayer life?
有时候我们觉得, 哎呀, 不需要祷告了, 不需要祷告了。
Sometimes we feel that we don't need to pray.
别这么麻烦了。
How can it be? Don't be so troublesome.
不用麻烦我们自己花这个时间。
We don't need to trouble ourselves to spend the time.
也不要麻烦主耶稣, 他太忙了。
And we don't have to trouble Lord Jesus because he's too busy.
我们这个小小的事情不要麻烦他。
We have such tiny things, we don't need to bother him.
但是你平常可以不麻烦他。
You may not need to bother him on a regular schedule.
到了你性命交关的时候, 你看你怎么办?
But when it is a matter of life and death, what will you do?
所以呢, 常常在这里就考验一个事情, 你的祷告生活是什么样?
So oftentimes it is testing how our prayer life is.
平常的时候有平常的祷告。
Under normal circumstances, we have normal prayers.
如果你在平常的祷告当中多多的经历主。
If under the normal circumstances through prayer you can experience the Lord.
你在特殊情况的祷告，你会特别的经历主。
And then under special circumstances when you pray, you will especially experience the Lord.
所以是冲击我们。 祷告。
Therefore, it attacks our prayer life.
还有你冲击的是，你到底你的生命的源头是从哪里？
And then it also attacks where is the origin of your life?
你的力量的源头从哪里来？
Where is the origin of your strength?
另外冲击一件事情就是，神的旨意在你的心中有什么地位？
And then it also attacks what is the status of the Lord's will in your heart? These things you cannot avoid.
圣经讲说, 要进入神的国,
the scripture says, in order to enter into God's kingdom, you have to go through much tribulation.
神的旨意要成就,
in order for God's will to be fulfilled, you have to go through much tribulation. All those of us who believe in the Lord, we are instruments for fulfilling God's will.
所以没有选择的,
therefore, there is no choice.
必定要遇到许多艰难,
you will encounter many sufferings.
所以除非你对神的旨意一点都不在意,
therefore, unless you completely do not care about God's will.
所以总括这些来看,
so, to look at all of these,
当患难来的时候,
when tribulation comes,
它所冲击在我们身上就是你到底人生的中心的目标在哪里。
So what it is attacking is that what is the center, what is the focus of your life?
如果你的中心目标不在主的身上,
if your focus is not on the Lord,
我想你就不需要为主受苦。
And then you do not need to suffer for the Lord.
你也不可能为主受苦。
And then you won't be suffering for the Lord.
以前我刚得救的时候, 觉得为主受苦, 觉得很委屈啊。
When I first believed in the Lord, I felt that if I have to suffer for the Lord, that it is such a pity. I pity myself for it.
为什么还要受苦啊?
Why do I have to suffer?
我们以前也吃过一点苦头啊。
We've suffered before already.
难道还不够吗?
Is it not enough?
为什么信耶稣之后难道还要受苦呢?
Why is it that after we believed in Jesus Christ, we still have to suffer?
可是当我信主越来越久,
But as I believe in the Lord longer and longer,
我读主的话, 读得越有心得的时候,
and as I have more understanding for the Lord's words,
我的观念转变,
then my belief changed.
如果是因为主耶稣的缘故把受苦临到,
if it is for Lord Jesus' sake that tribulation comes upon you,
那真的是主看得起你啊。
And it is really because that the Lord looks highly upon you.
真的看得起你啊, 你搞清楚啊。
You have to be clear. It is because the Lord thinks you are worthy.
也就是说你有大赏赐的机会来到了。
That means that you have this opportunity for great reward.
也许你还搞不太懂。
Perhaps you still don't understand.
但是的确是有赏赐在后头。
But really there is great reward that will come.
所以人生的中心目标在哪里?
Therefore, where is the focal point of your life?
我相信我们应该在还没有遇到患难的时候就需要清楚。
I think we should be clear about this. We should understand this before tribulation comes.
但有的时候是当患难来的时候呢，在我们上有一个转变调整的机会。
But other times, when tribulation comes, it is an opportunity to turn us around.
因为本来我们不太关心这些东西的。
Because before we didn't care much about these things.
有人劝我们, 我们也觉得不需要理他了。
And when others talk to us about it, we feel like we don't need to pay attention.
我们觉得这个东西离我太远了。
We feel like these things are so far from us.
啊, 就好像你跟小孩子讲说, 不可以这样, 不可以那样。
It is as if you're speaking to a little kid to say, you cannot do this, you cannot do that.
你告诉他说你这样要伤害你自己。
You tell them, if you do this, you will hurt yourself.
但是他听都听不进去。
But they will not listen.
有一天呢,
Perhaps one day you have to use the rod to beat them. But they still won't listen.
有一天呢,
and then one day they will encounter the suffering that is precisely what you talked about. And then perhaps they will be awake at that time.
所以有时候患难在我们身上也有转动我们的这个效果。
And perhaps sometimes tribulation on us also has the ability to turn things around.
患难对基督徒是有重大的建造效果。
Tribulation does the great work of edification for Christians.
患难在一个人身上呢，他可以怎么样？ 他可以就可以先显明他跟神到底关系是不是那么样真实。
Suffering will show whether or not a person's relationship with God is real.
如果他跟神的关系是非常真实、非常的这个扎实的。
If his relationship with God is very real and very solid.
在患难中呢，有一个见证是很奇特的见证。
And then there is a testimony in suffering that is very special.
这是在帖撒罗尼迦书告诉我们。
And it is spoken about in the book of Thessalonians.
就是说，在患难中呢，你这个人呢，你的怎么样做人成为一个见证。
It talks about how you behave during suffering is a testimony.
你知道在平常的时候哈，做人哈，多半都是这个礼尚往来，就是你对我好，我对你好。
You know, under normal circumstances, the way we behave is an interaction. If you're nice to me, then I will be nice back to you.
或者很多所谓社交活动，对不对？都是可以有也可以没有的东西。
Or it is social interaction. These things, they can exist or they cannot exist. It doesn't matter.
有了也不帮助，没有也不少。
If you have it, it doesn't help you. If you don't have it, you're not lacking anything.
其实我们花很多这种时间呢。
But we spend a lot of time on these.
但是呢。 当我们信主到一个程度的时候呢，我们求主怜悯我们。
But when we believe in the Lord to a point that we ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
如果不是真的需要的，求主让我们省掉那个花那个时间，花那个力气。
If it is not something that is necessary, then we ask the Lord to take it away from us, to save us that time.
但是在患难的时候,
but in times of tribulation,
个人就专顾自己,
then people will be focused on themselves.
自顾不暇,
you cannot even care enough for yourself.
而且在患难的时候呢, 特别能够把人里面那个恶啊, 给挤出来。
And especially during times of tribulation, the evilness that is in us will be squeezed out.
这个平常你觉得这个人很斯文啊，很好啊。
Normally, you would feel this person is very gentle and very nice.
可是呢，到了一个阶段的时候呢，那个斯文就不见了。
But then it comes to a point when this gentleness just goes away.
到了一个阶段呢，那个好就看不到了。
It comes to a point when this kindness, this goodness cannot be seen anymore.
居然呢，卖我们的就是对我们最好的人。
The one who betrays us was the one who was the nicest to us.
这是很多人的经历。
This is many people's experience.
这个有许多是在信主人当中，有许多是不在信主人当中。
Many of this are experienced by people who believe in the Lord, and sometimes it's also experienced by those who don't believe in the Lord.
所以呢，你知道说。一个人在很艰难的时候，他要能够做得合乎神心意，不是一件简单的事情。
Therefore, you know that in time of great suffering, for someone to behave to be according to God's will, it is not an easy thing.
所以在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》哈，这个第一章里面有一句话对我很有帮助。
In First Thessalonians, in chapter 1, there is a verse there that is a great help for me.
他说神的福音啊哈。不独在乎言语。
It says that the word of gospel, it is
not only.
It is not only in words.
对，不是只有几句话，就是那些话讲讲就算了。
It is not just words that you speak about.
不是光那些道理讲讲就算了。
These are not just doctrines that you speak about.
对，不仅仅就是不是本有哈，你不要搞错了，说不是神的话，是你话神的话通通不理他的，不是这搞错了。
It is not to say that the gospel of the Lord is not words. It is not only words.
他说不光光在那个话上面。
It says that it is not only words.
他说也在乎全能。
It says that it is also power.
这就是能力。
It is power.
神的福音不仅仅是话，而且还有能力。
The gospel, it is not only words, but also power.
还有什么？圣灵。
It is also the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是跟神是一样大的。
Because the Holy Spirit is just as great as God.
是没有办法把它好像详细一点一点点把它讲完了。
You cannot talk about it in detail bit by bit.
但是呢，神的福音不是光在话上面，也在能力上面，也在圣灵上。
But the gospel of God, it is not only words, but also power and Holy Spirit.
所以你说你得到了福音的好处。
Therefore, if you say that you have received the benefit of gospel,
有一个问题就是，神的话在你身上，你得着了多少生命的话？
But the word of God, the word of life, how much do you have in your life?
神的能力，你经过了多少？你经历了多少？
God's power, how much of it have you experienced?
哎呀，我刚得救不久的时候，我特别跟主祷告。
When I just believed in the Lord, I prayed to God.
主，你不能光说啊，你要做。
You cannot just speak, you have to act.
所以呢，我就常常说，主啊，这件事情你让我经历经历你的能力。
So therefore, I would often say to the Lord, Lord, through this, let me experience your power.
所以我即使一个小小的感冒，我都愿意求主怜悯我，让我经历他的能力。
Even if it is just a little cold, I want God to have mercy on me and allow me to experience His power.
神也很恩待我，但我常常经历他的能力。
And God was very gracious to me. He often allowed me to experience His power.
所以那个信心的建立，不是只在一个观念上的建立。
Therefore, to build up your faith, it is not just a build up in concept.
那个神的能力一出现的时候。
As soon as God's power appear,
有时候你这句话你好像只是在你知识上的那样认识。
And sometimes you have a verse that you only understand in your mind.
当能力出现的时候，好像它有一个效果把你冲到你的心里面去。
And when power comes, it has the effect that it goes into your heart.
非常奇妙。
It is very amazing.
所以许多人讲说我信我信，可是呢该信的时候，该表现他信的时候表现不出来。
Therefore, many people they say, I believe, I believe, but when the manifestation of that faith needs to come out, they cannot, it doesn't come out.
恐怕有一些问题是你经历神的能力太少了。
Perhaps one of the issues is that you don't experience God's power enough.
不要放弃任何一个可以经历神能力的机会。
Do not give up on any opportunity to experience God's power.
你生活上许多的机会就是一个很好的机会。
Many opportunities you have in your life are good opportunities.
你生活上许多的机会就是你在那里寻求让神的能力能够临到的一个机会。
Many times, many things in your life, these are opportunities for God's power to come upon you.
有时候不是你喊一喊，主的能力就它就要出现了。
It is sometimes it is not that if you yell, God's power will come.
你必须要在主面前跟主办交涉的。
You have to negotiate. You have to interact with God before Him.
你必须好好的在主面前寻求的。
You have to very carefully seek before the Lord.
神让你经历，神也要让你认识他。
God will allow you to experience Him, but He also would want you to understand Him, know Him.
所以不是让你白白的经历却不认识他。
It is not just for you to experience Him, but not to know Him.
所以那个当神的能力来的时候，是同时要认识他。
Therefore, when the power of God comes, it is also at the same time that you have to know Him.
所以他好像是一个指标，把你指到神那里去。
It is as if it is a standard that points you towards God.
神的福音不独在乎言语。并且是也在乎全能。
Our gospel does not only come in words, but also in power.
也在乎圣灵。
And also in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵那就表示你跟神那个最直接的关系。
The Holy Spirit is the most direct relationship you have with God.
你跟神没有直接的关系，你跟圣灵也没有那个关系。
If you don't have a direct relationship with God, then you don't have that relationship with the Holy Spirit either.
你如果是顺服神，你就会顺服圣灵。
If you're obedient to God, then you're obedient to the Holy Spirit.
你如果称主为主，你就会让圣灵在你身上做主。
If you call God your Lord, then you will allow the Holy Spirit to be the Lord in your life.
你不要随便讲，你说你已经顺服圣灵了。
Do not casually say that you're already obedient to the Holy Spirit.
你不要以为 你的感觉就是圣灵的感觉。
Do not think that your feeling is the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵他会，神要做一件事情，让你的灵跟魂能够分开。
God will do something that will allow your spirit and your soul to be separated.
让你知道什么是你自己的感觉，什么是圣灵的带领。
Then He will allow you to know what is your own feeling and what is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
不要什么事情都说一定是神这样的带领。
Do not all the time say that this is God's guidance.
除非你在主面前有透彻的寻求。
Unless you have thoroughly sought out before God.
你跟主有透彻的这个交涉。
You have this thorough interaction with God.
你里面会有个把握，主的确这样引导我。
You have a certainty that this is truly God's guidance.
那才可能是圣灵的引导。
And then that is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你突然的那些不经意的感觉或者什么那个。除非你跟主的关系非常好，否则那不一定是圣灵的感觉。
Unless your relationship with God is very good, then your own feeling oftentimes is not the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
如果你跟主的关系很好，你很可能主在随时可以给你带领。
If you have a very good relationship with God, then it is possible that God can give you guidance at all times.
如果你跟主的关系是非常的不好。
If you have a very poor relationship with the Lord,
主在你心中没什么太大的地位。
If the Lord's status in your heart is not very high,
正好主要给你带领，你不会接受。
And then if God gives you the guidance, then you won't follow.
主不要你做的，你偏是喜欢去。
But what the Lord does not want you to do, you will do.
这是常常会有的现象。
These are things that will often happen.
当然，主有时许多保护我们的时候，也常常在许多特殊的情况给我们很直接的感受。
But of course, sometimes God wants to protect us, therefore He will give us special feelings.
但是总的一句来讲，就是说，我们跟圣灵要有一个活的、新鲜的、实际的关系。
But in summary, we must have a real, living, fresh relationship with the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，在中文的翻译叫做充足的信心。
And then in the Chinese translation, it is said full of faith.
但是呢。那个信心呢，又不是一般，就是说圣经讲那个信心所使用的那个信心那个字。
But this word faith is not the word faith that is used normally in the scripture.
我去查考一下那个原文的字的那个意思。
I went to seek what is the original text.
我相信那个人，那个翻译的人，他这样翻译是有他的道理的。
I think that the translator, when they translated this way, they have a reason for it.
但是呢，我觉得我们更多回复到那个原来的意思呢，给我们更清楚。
But I think if we go back to the original text, it'll be more clear to us.
所以呢，我的感觉它是什么？是一个充足的承受承担。
Therefore, what I think it is a full capacity.
前面神已经预备的所有一切。
The Lord has already prepared everything beforehand.
现在这个接受福音的人。
Now, this person who is accepting the gospel.
他有一个回应。
He has a response.
就是当神要把一切的神的心意的丰富要给他的时候，他接受不接受？
And it is when God wants to give him his fullness, is he ready to accept it?
其实我们看基督徒许多的情形。
Actually, when we look at Christians,
我们在神面前有许多的情况都是选择性的接受。
We selectively receive things from God.
而这个选择的标准是以我们自己做标准。
And this criteria for selection, it is based on our standard.
并不是真正以主做标准。
It is really not using the Lord as the standard.
也不是真正的以明白的神的心意，那个把心意接受下来的做标准。
And it is not to understand the Lord's will and to accept His will using that as the standard.
许多时候是因为根据我们自己自认为的好处、自认为的需要来做标准。
Oftentimes we accept it using what we think is good and using our own standard.
但是呢，这里呢，帖撒罗尼迦书告诉我们，这个充足的承担。
But in Thessalonians it tells us that this full capacity.
就是神的福音有多大，你要接受那个大。
It is a full acceptance. It is however big this gospel is, you accept it as it is.
那有神的心意有多深，你要接受多深。
No matter how deep God's will is, and that is how deep you will accept it.
神的心意有多丰富，你就愿意接受那个丰富。
How full God's will is, you are willing to accept that fullness.
所以呢，这一个你就全部都接受下来。
You fully accept. You completely accept it.
不是照你自己喜欢的。
It is not just selecting what you like.
是照神所要的。
It is according to what God wants.
那这个对我们有什么重大影响？
How does this impact us?
这几点呢，就叫我们在艰难的时候，为人的时候，不是照自己的心意来为人。
It tells us that when we are going through tribulation and suffering, we are not behaving according to our own likings, but according to God's will.
又有神的话在我们身上。
We have God's words on us.
又有神的能力在我们身上。
We have God's power on us.
又有神的圣灵在我们身上。
We have the Holy Spirit on us.
又有我们一个愿意全然接受神那荣耀福音的全部的那个接受在我们实际身上。
And we also have a heart in us that is willing to accept the full and complete gospel.
所以呢，神使得那个这样的人呢。他在那个艰难的环境里面，他不但能够站得住。
Therefore, God allows that kind of person not only to be able to stand firm in tribulation.
而且呢，他会成为一个见证。
But he will also become a testimony.
不但成为一个见证，而且他可以帮助需要受帮助的人。
Not only to become a testimony, but he can help others who needs to be helped.
所以这是需要主帮助我们的。
This is what we need the Lord to help us with.
因为具体的实际的情况是很多变化的。
Because the actual circumstances will change.
但主给我们这些基本的原则，让我们知道，我们可以在具体的实际情况里呢，能够很有把握的走过去。
But the Lord has given us these general principles so that under these circumstances we can walk through it with certainty.
好，那另外呢，这个患难在我们生命中是有许多造就的效果。
And then also, suffering has many opportunities to edify us in our lives.
所以呢，他这患难在罗马书第五章告诉我们。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 5, it tells us.
他说呢，患难生忍耐。
It says that suffering gives to perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
Perseverance character.
老练生盼望
，and character hope，
盼望就不至于羞耻
，and hope will not be ashamed。
所以这个人呢，他如果是靠着主多经患难。
If this person through the Lord experiences much tribulation，
有一个情形就是神的忍耐在他身上要成为他的供应，神的供应。
And then what happens is that the perseverance of God will become His provision on him.
许多时候我们没有经过困难，我们不知道神对我们多好。
Many times we don't know how good God is to us unless we go through tribulations.
有时候我们觉得神好像对我们不太有忍耐。
Sometimes we feel that God doesn't have much patience for us.
等到你被带到那个你完全没有忍耐的那个情况下。
When you are brought to the circumstances where you have no more patience,
你自己一点办法都没有。
You have no way out.
只有主把他自己的忍耐给你。
It is only when God gives you His own perseverance.
而且不止如此呢，让你能够在忍耐当中呢，能够很知道怎么面对那个你所遭遇的环境。
And it's under these perseverances that you know how to face these conditions.
这种忍耐不是那种咬牙切齿，好像在那里你自己在那受不了的那种忍耐。
This type of perseverance, it is not that you're standing there gnashing your teeth.
这种忍耐是虽然外面有苦。
This type of perseverance is that even though there's suffering on the outside,
你里面能够自由。
You have liberty in your heart.
而且呢，你能够很安心的。能够服在你需要服的那个环境里面。
And that you can be restful in the circumstances that you're in.
我不晓得你们怎么样，但是因为我以前很不能忍耐。
I don't know what your condition is, but I used to have very little perseverance.
有人觉得我现在好像比较慢哈，就好像慢半拍。
Sometimes people feel that nowadays I'm very slow. I'm half a beat behind.
但是我以前也是快半拍的。
But before, I'm always half a step ahead of others.
我有时候就很不能忍受。
I had very little patience.
有的时候这个嘴巴就守不住。
And a lot of times I cannot watch over my own mouth.
一个不顺眼就啪啪啪就可以一直骂下去的。
Whatever I see that I don't like, I can just, I would just open my mouth and yell.
但是呢，我经过神给我许多恩典，那个多年的经历。
But through the grace that God has given me throughout the years and allow me to experience through the years.
好像呢，神在我里面能够自由一点。
It is as if God has a bit more freedom in me.
神在我里面自由呢，我这个人就在那个环境就能自由。
And if God has a little bit more freedom in me, then I can be a bit more free under the circumstances.
你试试看好，如果神在里面不自由，你在环境你也不自由。
You can try this. If God doesn't have freedom in you, then you don't have freedom under the circumstances.
我年轻的时候一直有这种想法，很奇怪，怎么我说每次到的环境都是不好的环境。
When I was young, I often had this thought that how come wherever I go, I'm always in these bad circumstances.
所以我们眼睛你其实你人家觉得你很不错，可是你就是觉得那个人不好。
Even if others think you are doing fine, you think you are under bad conditions.
那人家称赞你，你还是觉得很不好。
And even if others praise you, you still think it's very bad.
但是呢，当在神面前被神转过来之后。
But when you're before the Lord and you're turned around by the Lord.
这个许多人家看见不太好的环境。
Then these circumstances that others just think as not good.
我自己也觉得知道那个是不太好的环境。
And I myself know it is not very good.
但是呢，里面呢，我不会觉得它不好。
But inside, I don't think it's not good.
这里就是有一个你可以服下来的那个，就是你可以有服下来的能力。
And here you have the power to be to prostrate before Him.
所以你这坚持到底就需要有这个能力。
And to be able to sustain to the end, you need to have this power.
你是缺少这个能力，你本来快要跑到终点了，就一下一闪，你就失去了。
If you don't have this power, then you can be nearing the finishing line, and then all of a sudden, it can just all be gone.
但是忍耐呢，是要把你带到那个终点的。
But perseverance will bring you to the end point.
但是呢，这里罗马书是告诉我们说，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
But in Romans, it tells you that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.
而且盼望不至于羞耻。
And now hope does not disappoint.
也就是说，你这个人说是有希望、有盼望的人。
And it is to say that if you are a person with hope.
那现在被你被摆在一个跟你的盼望是一个相反的环境的时候，你怎么样感受？
And then you are placed in the circumstances that is opposite of what you hoped for. Then how do you feel?
这时候人家外面跟你讲怎么样好都没有用的了。
At that time, no matter what other people tell you, it is useless.
因为这个一切的盼望都是从里面来的。
Because all hope comes from inside.
从神那里来的。
It comes from God.
你如果没有看见神给你的应许成为你的盼望。
If you have not seen the promise God has given you as your hope,
你就是没有盼望。
Then you don't have a hope.
人家只要多说两句，你就昏了，你就倒了。
And then if when other people are speaking, then you're confused. And you stumble.
像我来讲啊。
If you talk about me,
我以前哈是从来没有想到要信耶稣。
Before, I never imagined I would believe in Jesus.
而且呢，没有想到要把工作放下来来服侍主。
And I would have never imagined that I would leave my job to serve the Lord.
我自己有个感觉，那些人都是米虫啊。
I had a feeling that these people they're parasites.
不想做事，不只要吃好的。
They don't want to work. They just want to eat.
那有人好逸恶劳，你知道，不勤劳。
They don't work hard.
那我以前这样想法。
I used to think like this.
我就倒过来。
And now it's the opposite.
我就站在这个位置上。
I am standing here.
我想有人会这样看我。
I think others might look at me that way.
对不对？而且会把这个话传到我耳朵来。
And then these words will pass into my ear.
问你一件事情。
Let me ask you.
你有没有盼望？
Do you have hope?
你的盼望是在那个人讲的身上吗？
What you're hoping for, is it based on what that person is saying?
你的盼望是在主那里。
Or is your hope with the Lord?
这是很现实的问题。
That is a very real question.
不是只有我要面对。
Not something that only I have to face.
你们都要面对。
You all have to face it.
不管你要不要，不管主有没有叫你把工作放下来。
No matter whether or not God has asked you to put down your job.
你都要面对这一类的问题。
You all have to face these questions.
但是患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
But tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint.
我想时间我差不多了。
I think I'm almost up with my time.
我就停在这里好了。
I will stop here.
下去又要讲很多。
And if I continue, then I have a lot more to speak about.
但愿主再给我们机会。
I pray that the Lord will give us another opportunity.
希望这个交通是对我们有帮助。
I pray that this fellowship is helpful to us.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这个话交托在你手中。
Lord, we give these words into your hand.
因为你照你的旨意在我们身上做工。
Because according to your will, you do the work on us.
因为你使我们能够真正的成为能够承受你托付的人。
Because you want us to become people who can truly receive your will.
好叫你借着我们能够成就你自己的旨意。
So that through you, we can help to fulfill your will.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.